A characteristic of those who are progressing in blessed mourning is temperance and silence of the lips, and of those who have made progress, freedom from anger and patient endurance of injuries, and of the perfect humility, thirst for dishonors, voluntary craving for involuntary afflictions, non-condemnation of sinners, compassion even beyond one's strength. That's about half of paragraph 4 of step 7 on joy-making mourning from the ladder. This paragraph illustrates one of the most beautiful things about the ladder for me is that it says things that are within my grasp and also things that are well outside of my grasp, things that I understand and things that I barely understand in the same paragraph. And that's very exciting. I read the ladder because it gives me things to do to change. It teaches me and enlightens me. And many times it's far beyond me, but in an accessible way, although that doesn't make sense syntactically. It does in the soul. It's beyond me, but not beyond me. And this particular teaching by St. John, I think, can be broken down into two categories. The first is there's a correlation that we foolish ones don't seem to understand that well. It is that our judgment of others, our irritation with others, our talking too much is because we don't mourn. We don't mourn for our sins. So we need to learn to mourn for our sins. Now we have a perfect chance to do it during Great Lent if we go to church more often and listen to the prayers, and if we say the prayer of St. Ephrem every day, and if we say the Jesus prayer and really mean it, at least mean it as well as we can, then we start to learn to mourn for our sins. And when you mourn for your sins, then you start to progress in controlling your passions. So there's a correlation that's very important. And then the other is there is a path to follow for us poor ones who don't get much done. Now, the third thing that the saint mentions, these things are beyond most of us. To have a thirst for dishonor? I would be happy right now if when I'm dishonored, I do not slander or make any or get angry or say anything about it. But to thirst for it? That's far beyond me right now, for the most part. But it's not beyond me, nor is it beyond you, to have temperance and silence of the lips. Sometimes in confession, people have said to me that they think they're being hypocritical if I tell them, well, if you're angry at this person, or you judge them, or you don't speak it, keep quiet about it. But that's how I really feel, they say. Well, that's how you shouldn't feel. It's not hypocritical to not say what you shouldn't say. And it's a whole lot easier to not say what you shouldn't say than to not think what you shouldn't think. There's a progression. You learn to be quiet, temperance and silence of the lips. And then, from there, eventually, there is even a freedom from anger and an endurance of injuries. St. John lays out the path for us right here, a path to follow. And even though the ladder is for the most advanced of Christians, it is also for duffers like you and me who get angry and get irritated and say things we shouldn't say to other people. If we can learn to zip it up and not to say things when we are upset, even if it's inconsistently that we are like this, even if, let's say there are 10 times we're upset in a day and 8 of them we go ahead and say what we usually say, but 2 of them we control ourselves. God can work with those 2. And make it 3, and then 4, and then 10. And then as we learn to control our voice, control our lips, we start to learn to control our thoughts. And controlling our thoughts, we control our actions. And we actually open up our heart, and God comes in, and we no longer have the weakness of judging another, or being irritated, or remembering wrongs. Isn't this wonderful? What the ladder can teach us. It's very simple. If you want to progress in mourning, then be more quiet. And then, as you're more quiet, you'll have more freedom from anger. Now, as far as the third thing, maybe someday in our life, we'll actually thirst for dishonors. God help us.